True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What a weekend of sports here in Baltimore. 21-31 celebration tomorrow. Ravens kick it off on Sunday Night Football in 2 days. Will we see the Ravens offense, Ed Norris, take another step under Mr. Monken?
I think so. Although last year they looked pretty damn good against the Bills. But I think I just think the team is even better this year. The only problem I have, and the only caveat I would put in there, is it looks like Ricard's not going to play.
Well, I think we mean overall this year.
I'm sorry. Absolutely. I think Lamar's going to have a huge year. Another MVP season. Derrick Henry, shows no signs of slowing down.
Because for Sunday, not only am I upset, I'm a little concerned about him, but I'm also concerned about Likely.
So well, Likely, is out.
But those being out, guys being out for Sunday concerns me for Sunday. But overall, I think this offense is going to take a huge step forward.
Yeah, I do. And I don't know how much. They were number one last year. It's going to be number one plus. I really do. I think they're going to be even better than last year.
Does the offense get better this year, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, so I think they have a historically good team if they stay healthy.
Are they generational?
They are generational. And then next year, there's another generational because, whatever. Splitting hairs on this nonsense. But again,
by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, this is from, it's not Jeremy and I going at it.
That's the Ryan Clark stuff. Yeah. And then I got into it with some people online. I told the one guy, I said, you sound like Dave in Salisbury. I thought he would have said what you said when we're talking about Pat Mahomes and then you compared him to Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott, who don't even belong in the same conversation, even if they're playing against him. It's like I don't even want to get off topic, but Kirk Cousins threw for 5,000 yards. He had 20-some touchdown passes. Yeah. Jameis Winston threw for 5,000 yards. You're going to tell me those aren't empty stats?
He was a 30-30 guy. And baseball is a good thing.
But like everybody picks whatever narrative fits it. And when you're talking about the Ravens this year, and you look on paper, and I'll keep saying it, I know the game's not played on paper. They got better than last year, and I thought they were the best team in football last year. So the additions you made, you've got two impact rookies right off the bat and your first and second round pick that are going to be, one of them starting, the other one's going to be a starter if he's not starting already. I think this is going to be a great season.
On the defensive side, huge blow to the defense this year. They don't have Dean Pease. Can they be as good as they were last year?
Well, I think Dean Pease probably left the playbook behind for Zach Orr, so Orr finally knows what he's doing there. And I hope anyone listening can tell my sarcasm, because nobody wanted to give Orr credit last year, but it was all Dean Pease in the playoff.
And I'm just stirring the pot. That's it.
Yeah. No, but again, like Dean's not here, but Pagano's here.
Yeah.
I think you have a great coaching staff.
Zach Orr is really good.
He is.
I'm sorry. For a young defensive coordinator in his first year, I think the adjustments that he made from week one on were unbelievable. And I think he's the defensive coordinator that a guy like Kyle Hamilton needs.
And you know the funny thing is, like, we're looking at it, and we keep talking about, hey, they got five first-round picks in the secondary. They always have a good D-line. You added some pass rushers, and you think you're good. Everybody keeps fretting. You might have the best middle linebacker in football, too, to go along with all that. So
they've got to know how to use them.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much talent here. The only thing... I'm knocking on wood. Injuries are the one thing that can really screw things up.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rob in Baltimore, if you're listening, buddy, you can stop calling. We're not picking up. You screwed up. You can't use foul language on air. Stop calling. You're not going to get your... Stop calling. It's just going to keep ringing. Hey, can the defense get better? Or pick up where you left off last year?
They're going to be better. Certainly, the first half of the season, they weren't very good. Second half, they picked it up a lot. And you mentioned Orr. I think Orr is very good, but I also think Pagano is going to—he's going to raise that secondary to another level because I can't believe we're lucky enough to get him to be the secondary coach, and he is. And the secondary is loaded, and now you got a great coach doing it. Because that was the big problem: they looked lost. There was like no communication. It looked like they were directing each other and missing assignments. And that's the one thing you cannot do in the secondary is not know your assignment. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I just think they're going to take a big, huge step with Pagano.
You talk about Chuck Pagano. I think he's at a point in his career, 64 years old, which is not old for a coach by any stretch of the imagination. But I think he probably looks at what's out there right now and would much rather be in this position, coaching the secondary on a good team, than maybe some of the other options that he probably had. Because there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that Chuck Pagano didn't have some bigger offers out there, mm-hmm. either NFL or college. Keep in mind, he was a college coach as well. So I think he's probably just comfortable in this spot right now.
Well, I mean, being here before and you know, like working with Harbaugh and all the things that have happened. So, like, there's some familiarity there. And I think coming back, this is a place he loved. So, yeah,
and a chance for a ring.
Yeah. I mean, he left because he got the head coaching job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, for Indianapolis.
Yep.
And then we beat him in the playoffs. Andrew Luck.
Yeah, they did that. That was on the way to the Super Bowl, right?
Yep. Yeah. Ray Lewis came out. Yep.
And he kneeled, final one. Yeah. He got the carry and kneeled. So, like, again, it feels cliche to talk about it.
He did get
it.
The carry and kneel. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they let him run it out because it was last. And there were some people in Indy that thought that was disrespectful. Shut up. Shut up. The guy's retiring. He's one of the greatest players in the franchise history. One of the greatest players in league history. Yeah. And they want to let him kneel in front of his home crowd in his final home game? Piss off.
How about just win the game? And you know, that's what it is.
If you win the game, you can't do it.
Exactly. Let's go to Rosedale. Get our man Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There we got one more half. First half of Friday is complete with you calling. What's on your mind?
I'm going on vacation today.
Where are you going?
Italy for 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Hey. Sorry. If you need to learn how to speak a little bit of Italian, Antonio, I can help you.
Oh, goodness.
When you meet your...
I'm Italiano.
Yeah. Do you know how to speak Italian?
Yeah, I'm learning.
You're learning? What's a you name is how you greet yourself to people over there. What's a you name?
My score prediction is Ravens 30. To 20, go Ravens, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend as well.
You know, I forgot he's a Paisan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole family.
Yeah. Kind of the way it works.
The two people in his family are Italian and the rest of them are something else.
I mean, his mom could be something else. Shut up. I'm on a roll here. Let me go.
Yeah, we're quite the Friday.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello. Hey, hello. Actually, I'm in Emerson Village. You know where that's at?
I know what Edmondson Village is. Where's Emerson?
I'm off of 40. I'm far out 40 out Harford County.
Oh, Harford
County.
Oh, that's
my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, you're right up. I know where that is. Are you by, what's the name of that place? Has the good,
I'm by this little motel on the side.
What you doing by a motel in Harford County? There's some nasty ass people.
Are you checking out? Or checking in?
No, checking out. Like, no,
get a tetanus shot.
I called in to say, what a weekend, man. I'm kind of sad I won't be at the anniversary tomorrow because, you know, I'm going to be in Buffalo. But Dang, I get to see the Dodgers play tonight. You know, one of my favorite teams other than the Orioles.
You going tonight? You going tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if I ain't too tired, I'll probably come out there. But real quick, Mike.
She wore you out like that?
Say it again.
She wore you out like that?
Hey, Rob, I don't understand nothing you saying, bro. Okay. I like the Ravens minus 9.5 this week, right? Like, I really want to put belt to the ass to these Bills fans because, like, let's be real, like, I'm tired of these Bills fans keep talking. Like, all they keep saying is, oh, we beat y'all. Oh, they beat us just to go play the Chiefs and lose. Hello? Like, it don't even make sense. But anyway, the Ravens 35. Bills 23. I think it's going to be a blowout. Mark Andrews, 2 touchdowns. You feel me? And, hey, just watch my content this week, y'all. Make sure y'all follow me. And I check in with y'all Monday. All right? Have a great weekend. Hey, Ed, what's up, my guy?
Doing all right.
Kick a trip.
Enjoy Buffalo.
Edgewood. Motel.
You know, there used to be this, I can tell this story. There used to be this prostitute that would be walking up and down Route 40. They called her Tuesday. We would talk about every day that I was in high school on our bus, I'd see her walking down the street. Can I gross you guys out real quick? Because my brother worked at the cheap movie theaters where it was a dollar movie. Yeah, that's what they used to have it. And she used to take her used tampons and stick them to the wall.
Oh. On that note, Cal Ripken Jr. joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Ed, you got a shovel for us.
I was going to give it to Roger Goodell, but I think Jeremy gets it now. I'm going to give it to Roger Goodell.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to give out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
Roger Goodell. I just for the life will not understand the expansion of the NFL into foreign countries. I really don't, because I don't see what the end game is. It just seems like, how much money are they making? A lot of money on these? Is that what it's for? A lot of times the conditions are not great. The stadiums are not up to par. Like last year, it was so slippery. If you remember that game in Brazil, it was awful. A lot of points scored, but it was sloppy. I don't remember if people got hurt. Potential getting hurt is real. And what are you doing? Yeah, there's no. You're not going to put permanent franchises in Brazil or in Germany, because the logistics will never work. I just looked yesterday, and you guys, the flying time from Los Angeles to São Paulo is 12 to 13 hours. 12 to 13 hours.
Depending
one way.
How much traffic you hit?
Yes. Hmm. Are they going to come back? Seriously, it's ridiculous. You know how exhausting that is? I mean,
they don't care about player safety.
They don't.
They just care about the almighty dollar.
It's my point. Why are we doing this? Why are they in Brazil right now? It makes no, and then the Chargers lose a home game. You know, and now, especially with, you know, the schedule being uneven, you know,
you want to take advantage when you have 9 home games.
Yes. And if you have 8,
that's one less.
That's one less.
Oh, sorry. Just doing the
no,
math.
Really. It's just, I don't like this at all. I mean, I just don't. I don't see the point to this whatsoever. You're not going to have a foreign league anytime. So I think it's just stupid. And I don't get it. Jeremy Kahn, who gets you a shovel?
Yeah, I don't want to assume that everybody saw this come across the wire, but if you haven't, it's anybody that wants to watch Floyd Mayweather and Mike Tyson fight. What are we doing here?
What?
Yeah. An exhibition fight between Floyd Mayweather
Next
Jr.
Next spring, right?
Yes. They don't have the date locked down. They don't have the venue. Mike Tyson is 59 years old. Ironically, yeah. Ironically, both of these guys fought Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Or Logan Paul. Which one? I don't even remember which one it is. Jake. I think. And did you pay to see those? Did you enjoy that on Netflix when you watched? Like, this is trash.
Yeah.
And they're realizing now with these exhibition fights that people are like, oh, this is really cool. We get to see it. They get to have their handshake agreement going there, pity pat each other, and take
it's
off
ridiculous.
At the end and collect millions of dollars.
Think about this just from, you mentioned how Tyson's like pushing 60 now. You have a 60-year-old heavyweight against a almost 50-year-old light middleweight, 148-pound fighter versus a 220-pound fighter. They're both too old to be fighting, and we're going to pay to watch this.
Somebody will, I guess.
I don't get the people that are willing to blow their money on something where you know what it's going to be already.
My shovel goes to Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter. There's no more words needed for this. Honestly,
that was gross. It really
you don't
was.
Spit in someone's face, man. You just don't. You need to be suspended. A lengthy one on top of that. Because not only did you do it, you did it on primetime television for everybody to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about protecting the shield. That's disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting. Hats off to Dak Prescott for his reaction to it. I know people say, well, he didn't want to, no smoke with Jalen Carter. I'm sorry. I don't care how big you are. And on the street, somebody spits in your face. It's going to be a fight. Dak Prescott reacted that way because Dak Prescott knows his team needs him on that field. But that's just disgusting. There's no place in the game or anywhere in society for that, but especially in the game on a field like that. Not the first time I've seen that happen on primetime TV. It took me back to, what was that, Bill Romanowski?
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Stokes?
J.J. Stokes. He spit on him while he's on the ground.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Henry in Silver Spring wants to weigh in on last night's game. What's up, Henry?
My name is Jimmy, man, from Silver Spring.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
Doing? Hey, Jimmy, can you put Henry on the phone? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I want to give my shovel to most football fans and how they look at quarterbacks. You know, I don't give credit or blame in team sports to wins and losses.
Right.
But I'm saying, I not just you guys, but I hear people all over the world talking about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I love both of those guys. I'm not a Ravens fan. I'm not a Bills fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. But if we look at football and wins and losses and Super Bowls, why isn't Jalen Hurts mentioned in the top tier or in the top two or three?
Because it's everything. It's
he's
not just one thing.
Because he doesn't belong. All right, Jimmy, if you had a franchise right now, who's your first pick going to be? Jimmy. If you had a franchise right now, who's your first pick?
Probably Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so you called in to defend Jalen Hurts. Who's your second? If you had the second pick and somebody else has first, who's the pick?
Okay. Hey, Rob, let me finish, man. I said
I again, did bro, let
it's
you
a
finish.
Team game. It's a team game. All right, Lamar Jackson. I would take Lamar Jackson. I would take Josh Allen. But I'm talking about X's and O's and on the field and in clutch time.
No, you started off by saying, why don't we compare him to the top two or three quarterbacks? That's why, because he's not one of the top two or three quarterbacks.
By the way, they won the Super Bowl last year in Week 12. The question was, is Jalen Hurts the reason the Eagles don't win?
Exactly. Game? I'm not taking Jalen Hurts first. I'm not taking him second. I'm taking Joe Burrow over him. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes over him. What? I'm taking Justin Herbert over him.
Why is it so hard to understand that it's not about a singular thing? It's everything. When they vote on the Hall of Fame, they get down to stuff is did you win playoff games for wide receivers? How did you perform in said games? How did you do against your peers? All these things that you're looking at. And I don't understand why people can't look at it and go, it's statistics. Some statistics are hollow. It's accomplishments. That's awards and MVPs and whatever else. Super Bowl appearances, Super Bowl wins, Super Bowl MVPs. All those things matter.
You do. So the reason why we're not Jimmy, because he's not. Mike Preston, 845, but on the other side, the Iron Man, Cal Ripken, joins us up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, is the Iron Man, a man to be honored tomorrow, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, Cal Ripken Jr. What's going on, Cal?
Good morning, guys. I'm just thinking and listening to Ben McDonald, man. He's become quite eloquent, hasn't he?
Yeah, you mean when he says a beaver retriever? Yeah, that's eloquence. Cal.
He did get the number wrong, though. He said 2030 and 2031. I'll have to bring that up to him. He missed it by 100.
Cal, going back to something he said, you having to stay separately from your team in hotels because of death threats. I bet you never thought things like that would happen to a baseball player.
No, I mean, I never thought it was serious, but you never know. And Major League Baseball took it really serious. I know there was one time in Seattle when I think it was a young girl said something, I'm going to the game tonight and I'm going to kill Cal Ripken, da-da-da. And it was something innocent between a bunch of girls, but I couldn't go take batting practice. I had to stay in the dugout. You know, they looked all the way around. Then they traced it to a computer and then found out it was nothing. So those things are bothersome. Not as much to me, I don't think, but maybe my little kids at the time, that you had to take precautions and worry about that. But we try to keep that as low-key as we could.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about death threats. I find it fascinating when people make death threats about athletes approaching records, but that's a whole – people are just nuts. I don't even try to understand anymore. It's an amazing record. This will never be broken, in my opinion. It's one of those that will never come close. How many times did you really have to drag your ass into the ballpark, though? Like, you just didn't feel like you wanted to play today. That had to happen, I mean, sometime every season.
Oh, yeah, more than you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's some high moments and low moments in the grind of playing 162. I remember when I first got to the big leagues, I think it was 162 and 175 days. So if you do the math, that's only 13 days, and most of those days were travel, that you got in late at night or you had to travel to the next location, and they gave you an off day, especially coming back West Coast to East Coast. But there were times when, you know, physically you're beaten down a little bit and, you know, you're tired. You played 15 innings against the Red Sox the night before. We lost in a terrible way. And then, oh, by the way, we got to turn around and play the Boston Marathon 11 o'clock game. Oh. And then you show up and you think, God, I feel terrible. It'd be so much easier if somebody else had to deal with the pitcher out there. Who is pitching, by the way? Oh, Roger Clemens. you start to think in those terms. But I always push myself through. And there was one little trick that I had, and I don't know why it happened, but earlier in my career, Dad is there. I hyperextend my elbow, slide into second base. It was before anybody thought about a streak. And I came up to the batter's box the next time up, and I tried to swing, you know, in the on-deck circle, and it hurt a lot, you know, and I was wondering if I'll be able to play. So the first thing, I took a gingerly swing at a slider in the dirt, you know, man, I wasn't concentrating too well. I grimaced in pain, and the Richie Vancells came running out, said, you're all right. He gave me a quick orthopedic exam. And I said, let me stay and I'm going to try it. And I waited, then the ball came to me. I waited a little longer, put a short swing on and hit a line drive, one hopper at the second baseman. And I realized running to first base that when you swing and miss, it hurts like hell. And when you make contact, it doesn't hurt at all. And so I got hotter than any time in my career, hitting home runs, doubles, all for the simple fact that you get a good pitch to hit, you don't try too hard, you put a good swing on it, and then good things happen. So anytime I had a nagging injury, I thought there was a silver lining in there. It would make me better somehow. And by and large, I did well. I did well when maybe you focus a little bit more because you're injured. I don't know, but I kept associating injuries with, doing well.
I'm kind of curious, like, I guess two things real quick. When it got close to the end, how bad did you want it when you were there? And did you feel any pressure to get to that number once you got to that point?
Yeah, I always kept it at a distance, at least the concept of it. It started to get a lot of attention around 1,200 games, and then there was some negativity from 1,200 to 1,500, and then everybody went positive. But I try to keep the same perspective no matter what was happening. It's my job is to come to the ballpark, and then, if the manager writes your name in the lineup, then you play. It was as simple as that. I've been rambling on for a second, and I forgot the gist of my answer.
Well, about pressure. Did you feel the pressure down the stretch?
Yeah. The pressure. And so I always thought, whatever happens, it was meant to be. Whatever happens, happens. Just keep playing hard and all that. Even in the off season when I played basketball, it's a risk to play basketball, but I liked how it got me in shape for the season. I played nonstop. I was a basketball junkie, and I enjoyed that. But I didn't worry. I said, if I get hurt playing basketball, it's that was supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
And when it got closer, especially within that last season, and then after the strike and after the lockout and the shortened season, there were times when people were planning this thing, and then all of a sudden there was a finish line that I had to get to. And I didn't like that. I was thinking, man, what if I can't do it? What if I don't get there? What if something happens? And I never thought about those things. So, yeah, there was some pressure that was created for the planning. And there was a great relief after 21-30. After 21-30 happened, the 21-31 was going to happen. So I think I slept a little better on 21-30 than I did coming up before that.
Hey, Cal, everybody and their brother wanted to be invited to your basketball games that played basketball. But I got to ask you, I played against Billy. Who's the best basketball player in your family?
In my family, me. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to hear. I just got to bust Ryan's chops when he gets in.
Yeah, but Billy. Billy was extremely athletic. Could do a lot of things and could do a lot of things really easy. He didn't put a lot of time into basketball, so it was a little rough. But if there was anybody on the basketball court that we had to D up, that you wanted to put him on, like if he was on my team and the other guy was getting hot, we switched Billy.
Yeah,
he was a defensive specialist too, but he knew how to play.
Absolutely.
And he could have been really good if he played more, but he just didn't.
And by the way, that forgetting stuff you're doing right now, that's because Junior is now a senior. But yeah. Cal, congratulations to you, man. We were talking about this yesterday. We didn't get a chance to celebrate 25 years because of COVID, so we're celebrating 30. Yeah. Tomorrow night, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, Dodgers in town, celebrating the Iron Man. Thank you very much, Cal.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time. Dodgers in town, a good series for all of us to watch, but it'll be nice going back in time and remembering.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations on the honor.
Okay. Right,
classic guy, Cal.
Yeah, Shohei bet me that the house would be sold out, so it'd be good.
Did he?
Yep.
Yeah.
He did it through the directly Dodgers in town. They're listening now. I mean his interpreter.
Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:15, but on the other side, Mike Preston joins us, giving us his interesting perspective for Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, up next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:30, but right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Mike Preston. What's going on, Mike?
Wax me! I'm super bad.
Are you going to kiss yourself?
Man, it's good to hear that voice.
I'm Mike, man. You never know. You never know. What's going on in there?
Nothing much, man. Going into week one of the National Football League, I want to ask you about something that happened last night away from the Ravens. We got plenty of Ravens talk. Jalen Carter, what he did on the field last night, in my opinion, Mike, that's worthy of a multi-game suspension. It happened, number one, but especially right there on national TV for all to see. That's a multi-game suspension, in my opinion.
Yep. And you said it, Rob. On national TV, it's the opening game of the season, and he does that by. And you know he's going to get suspended a lot of money. I mean, he's going to get hit with a big fine, but forget that. I'm with you. You know, cause, and I admire Dak Prescott for not punching him.
Yes.
You know, because to me, when a person spits on you, that's as low as it gets.
Oh.
You just got to swing on him. You just have to swing on him, but he didn't. But they got a 3-4 games. Goodbye. See ya. I agree with you.
I totally agree with you. You spit in the man's face. All holds barred after that. No joke.
He eats for a day. You teach a man how to spit and he eats forever. Right? Is that how they all
No, say? He never eats again. Hard to eat without teeth. Anyway. How big do you think Pat Ricard's absence will? It looks like he's not going to play Sunday. How much is he? I know that Derrick Henry can handle himself, but how much does Ricard mean to the run game against the Bills?
Hey, man, when you have the best fullback, the blocking fullback in football, and your running team, it hurts.
Yeah.
Definitely. That they're going to miss that. But the kid they had behind him, and I don't know if they're going to activate him for the game, the kid from Army.
Army, yeah.
Yeah, that kid can play.
He'd beg too.
He's a beast in itself, so he can get it done. I don't know what the situation is, and that might be a late addition, but he can play. But anytime you miss Ricard, and he's been here that long, and he's a veteran. He has a presence in the locker room, a presence in your running game. You're going to miss that, yes.
Hey, Mike, we keep talking about how this is the best team on paper in the league. A lot of people agree with that sentiment. What concerns you about the Ravens this year?
January February. You know, all of this talk about they're the best team on paper. I don't care if they're the best team on paper. I will say this. They're the best team the Ravens have ever had, period. And you can talk to anyone over at the Ravens Complex. They will tell you that. Because in the years past, they had great defenses, but their offense, if they show up, they don't show up, we're fine. This year, it's kind of reversed itself, and you want to see what the defense can do. But if you look at the personnel, they're very good. But it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And we've been saying this for the last 2 years. They're the best team, best quarterback, best everything. And then they pee their pants in the postseason. They got to get over that hump. And that's what this year is about. Super Bowl or bust. It is what it is, in the words of Brian Billick. You either get there or you got to make some changes because the window of opportunity is closing.
Yeah, the window of opportunity is closing, but it begins on Sunday night. Mike, give me a winner and a score.
Oh, the Ravens will win. I think they'll get their running game going. I'm not sure about Buffalo. I think they're a good team, but I don't know if they are where they need to be, especially this early in the season. Hey, Rob, I don't buy that going in, they lost there last year, that motivation. That wears out after the first quarter.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You just got to go out there and play. The best team wins, and I think the Ravens are, right now, they are a better team. And I think they'll win 30-21. I think they'll handle them pretty well.
Michael, are you joining us on Monday for Monday Morning Quarterback?
I will call in because I won't be back in town, but I will be there for home games, Rob.
There
me, you, Jeremy, and my main man, Ed. We're all back together again. Yeah.
So much fun on Monday mornings during the commercial breaks.
Oh.
So much fun.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, man. Can't wait for the report card on Monday.
All right, see you guys.
All right, buddy. Yeah. I'm glad Mike said it about Buffalo, and I agree with it. I don't think Buffalo's overrated in the sense of they're one of the better teams in the AFC. They are.
They are.
But I think when you start making odds and you have them even with the Ravens for Super Bowl odds and ahead of the Chiefs, I think that's when you overrate them.
And it's a pick 'em game in their house.
Like
They're kind of telling you what they see with the teams. Mm-hmm. Now, the outcome could be anything. I mean, we're all sitting here saying what we think and what should happen. It's a singular game.
Right.
You know, the ball bounces funny sometimes. We talked about it. Playoff game.
A bad call.
No, yeah. I mean, anything.
Sure, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they're better than the Chiefs.
but you know how that is. Everybody is wanting to dismiss the Chiefs at some point. Like, they're not still that upper edge.
Well, Vegas normally doesn't fall into that, though, do they?
But it's some. Well, I think this is probably the right time to look at the Chiefs and go, hey, their division got a lot tougher, so they're not going to kick everybody's ass. They've got to play some of the best teams in the AFC. And let's be honest, they didn't look great offensively last year for the first time in a long time. They still were really good, but comparatively speaking to previous years, they weren't anywhere near.
Could you see a world where Tariq ends up back in Kansas City?
Yes.
I think that happens this year, Ed.
Mm-hmm. He wants out of Miami.
I think that happens this year. What do the Chiefs look like in draft picks? They didn't lose a lot of draft picks, right? They didn't trade anything away.
I don't think so.
I would throw them, maybe a fourth-round pick for Tariq?
Yeah.
Tyreek, I'm sorry. Not Tariq, I'm thinking about power.
Well, are you thinking of Scooble? Well, that's Tark. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's just white. Tell me how to spell it and say it.
If he was black, it'd be Tariq.
I guess like it is kind of funny to look at that team and see what's going on with Tyreek Hill. This is the first time the Dolphins didn't make him a captain, and he spoke about that.
Yeah. I think he ends up back in KC, Jeremy.
He just went through a divorce.
This year.
Or separate, whatever he's doing. So,
And remember what happened with he and his wife.
There.
A couple of months ago, right?
Well, yeah, they're going through a separation now and eventually
the mother-in-law called the police.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's weird, like we were talking about. So, like, this year in fantasy drafts, you're sitting there in the fourth or fifth round in a lot of them, and you're like, man, does anybody, what happened to Tariq Hill? Like, they were talking about him being the best receiver in football. Remember when people were putting him on all-time lists?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where do you have Tariq Hill in your top 10? Nowhere, because he's not a top 10 receiver of all time.
No,
when he's at his peak.
Talent-wise.
Well, if you went at his peak when he was at his best, then you can make a case.
You mean he was with Mahomes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you crank up the peaches and herb? Because we're reunited.
I mean, how funny is it that, I mean, the Colts are a half a point favorite over them, and understanding the Colts starting quarterback's Daniel Jones, and Tariq Hill is playing indoors on turf, and they're not afraid of him.
Is that an indictment on the Dolphins or Tua?
It's the Dolphins, because they look better with Tua. When Tua's in there, the offense looks fine. It looks really good, actually. The problem is he's gotten so many concussions, you don't know when he's going to go out. And you tell me what that defense is going to look like. You traded an upper echelon cornerback for a safety that you had already traded away to that team, that the players on that team were saying he freelances too much. What do you think he's going to do on a sorry-ass Dolphins defense?
We got Rick Ritter at 9:30, but let's and you at Daily Line at 9:15, but let's keep rolling with that. Look at the AFC as a whole.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.